This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. 7:17 a.m. Wednesday the 15th of July, and in about half an hour we're going to be speaking with Neil Macker, Senior Analyst at Morningstar Research Services, on how Disney has been impacted by COVID-19. But in the meantime, let's talk about retail investing, because in recent months there has been a rise of retail investing on Bursa Malaysia. Local retail investors have bought close to 6.4 billion ringgit worth of shares as of the end of June, making up 29% of the total value of shares in the market. So this is up like 21% for the whole of last year.
Yeah, and in April this year, retail participation surged to as high as 40%, a phenomenon not seen on the local bursa for over a decade. And we actually asked on Twitter this morning, have you started investing in stocks since the movement control order? We've got about 45 votes in so far, 64% saying no, 13% saying they have, 22% saying they already investing. They were already investing. So speaking to Bloomberg, the Securities Commission Executive Chairman Syed Syed Alba said that the SE is happy to have retail investors back, and also that they're helping the activities and vibrancy of the market, which has been an issue in the past. And they also introduced measures like temporary bans on short selling to ease stock volatility.
Yeah, so markets are very dependent on liquidity, right? I mean, that's really one key KPI. So Malaysia is not the only market to experience this. In Indonesia and China, retail investors make up to 50 and 80% of trading activity, respectively. So very interesting. Also, of course, the US is seeing the same phenomenon as mobile trading app. I think Robinhood, I think, you know, that got a lot of publicity. I think they added like 3 million new accounts in just the first quarter alone. You know, because, you know, retail investors look at some of the stocks is so cheap, right? Trading below book value, I guess they are tempted to come in and, you know, pick up a few good deals.
But the concern is that there are very real risks involved here. So do these retail investors know what they're getting into? Now, for some insights into this, we speak this morning to Hani Raihan Ikhwan, Vice President of Public Relations with the Remises Association of Malaysia. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Hani. Now, in recent months, we have seen the rise of retail trading accounting for as much as 35% of all volume on Bursa Malaysia. In your view, what is driving this surge in retail investing?
All right. Actually, a number of factors. First of all, we've got ongoing awareness programs about the stock market by various intermediaries, by remisers. It's been an ongoing thing for the past 3 to 5 years. And then, of course, with the onset of the COVID pandemic and the full MCO since the 18th of March, we've seen the share price drop, and it's opened up renewed interest amongst even old clients. I've got clients who've never spoken to me in 3 years. They've suddenly come out of the woodworks and called me. And then we've seen limit downs and limit ups, phenomenons which newbies have never seen and encountered before. And of course, people have got more cash on hand because of the deferment and the moratorium on the loan repayment. So, and then they have 6 months to repay back. So they've got an obvious choice of investment in the stock market. And then people are staying at home, working from home. They've got more time and to explore the stock market. And I mean, it's a crisis. It's a crisis, and every crisis presents an opportunity. And people, they're bargain hunting. That's all. That's where the interest comes from.
And from your observation, do we know if these retail investors are short or long term?
Okay. I've been a remiser since 1997, and I've got varied investors from short-term to long-term to medium-term. And for example, at the beginning of the MCO, I started doing a list of high dividend yield stocks. So obviously, when you're looking at dividend yield, you're looking at holding it for long-term. So we started off with that, and I shared that list with my clients. And when these clients bought these shares, I mean, within a span of 10 to 30 market days, you're talking about a return of 30 to 60%. So with a profit like that, who wouldn't be selling? So long-term investors become short-term investors as well.
Give us a sense of the profile of these investors. What are the demographics? Are they much younger, for example?
All right. I don't have the figures because Bursa has them, but just for me and my team, I mean, like we've got a few thousand clients between us. So we did a little exercise. We've got investors between 18 to 30. We've got about 20% of them. Group 31 to 45, we've got 47%. And more than 24% between 46 to 59. And but only 8% is above 60 years old. So you can see more than 67% of our clientele is less than 45 years old. It's a young crowd because young people are more computer savvy. So nowadays, I mean, you're talking about most of the brokers, I mean, I think all of the brokers have online broking platforms, and you can actually see it using your handphones. You can actually see it using your desktops. And young people like that. You can look at the market at the same time. You can look at your social medias at the same time. That's one of the core factors for young people to actually venture into the stock market.
So the gamification and increased accessibility of retail investing has drawn more people to it. But do you think all these investors are aware of the potential risks involved in this?
No, not everybody would know unless they have an intermediary or a miser or somebody to actually make them aware. Because, for example, on the stock market, there's 900 plus companies and a total of about 1,000 plus stocks and call warrants and put warrants and whatever not. And you have counters which are 1 cent or half cent. And new investors, they purely go online without any knowledge or without any education or without anybody to guide them. They would just simply buy it for the pure basis that it is such a cheap price. It's half cent, you know. But they may not be aware that some of the instruments which are listed on the stock market, some of the call warrants, for example, they only last for a few days or a few weeks or months. They buy it, and then the next thing they know, hey, where did my stock go? Where did my share go? So, yes, the full risk involved, some of the investors may not know. But then again, the information out there, there's so many websites that you can get information on the stock market about investment, about trading. You know, like how I educate, I mean, my team, when clients want to invest or start trading in the stock market, one of the first questions that we actually tell them is you have to be prepared to lose the money that you put in the stock market. So that speaks volume on there is risk involved when you invest in the stock market. So don't put money that you need to use to buy, you know, whether groceries or whatever. You should invest with money that is set aside for investing.
Now, people sometimes draw parallels between trading and gaming or even gambling. So is there a risk profiling or vetting done, especially now that it's so easy to create an account?
All right. Most of the brokers, I mean, like which are licensed under the SCM Bursa Malaysia, we have strict rules. You have KYC rules, know your client rules. And in those rules, there is a set of questions with regards to risk profiling. You need to know the client, what's the background of them, how long have they been in the stock market or experienced in the stock market or derivatives market. But when you say online, because there are some brokers who, yeah, you can open an account very easily online, but most of the brokers, you still need to actually be present. You can open online CDS accounts, but then you need, for opening of trading accounts, you still need to know the client. Basically, that's it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Hani. That was Hani Raihan Ikhwan of the Remisiers Association of Malaysia talking to us about the rise in retail investors that the KLCI has been seeing recently. And I think it's quite interesting, the numbers that she pointed out, admittedly from a not a very large sample size, but from her the clients that her team manages, that that 67% of their clientele comprise people under the age of 45. Because it's very interesting to see that this, I guess, the technological availability that we're seeing now in the markets is definitely pulling in the younger voters. But of course, the concern is that, you know, risk.
Yeah, risk is going to be the most important thing, right? You need to be aware of your risk profile, your risk tolerance. How much money are you ready to lose? How much money can you afford to lose? Although the market seems to be just going up right now, that's not always going to be the case. Put out any 5-10 year chart and everyone thinks they can beat the market. Everyone thinks they can hit the sell at the top and buy at the bottom. That's not necessarily the case. Now, if you want some resources to teach you about personal finance and the like, there's a little thing called Ring It In Sense that happens every Thursday here on the show at 9:30 a.m. But one episode that I would recommend is the one I did with Jack Kuzi of VFS Group a few weeks back, is Value Investing Dead. We talked about the fundamentals of investing. I've even got episodes on dividend stocks, just the things that you need to pay attention to, because there's a lot more. It's like an iceberg, right? What you see is so little. There's so much more beneath the surface.
So I think it's really buyers beware. If you want to get into the market, I think she made some pertinent points. Don't put the money that your, you know, savings that you have saved up for maybe your kids' education. I mean, you have to think about your time frame. She mentioned here more than 67% are less than 45 years old. I think that's simply because also, apart from the technology aspect, is the fact that if you're above 45, you're probably withdrawing money for your children's education and so, or paying off your remaining home mortgage. So these are some financial considerations. But, you know, I think there's always a case be made to invest in really good stocks. And this is a quite a good time to, you know, pick up a few good ones.
Yeah, I think the caveat is, as you said, buyers beware. Just ensure that, try and make sure that you're not making emotional decisions when you decide to go into investing. Do your research beforehand.
Yeah, so just give you context, right? We've seen a lot of volume with the rubber gloves over the last few weeks. On a one-month basis, glove makers like Supermax are up 130%. Year-to-date, they're up 1,043%. These are not numbers to be trifled with.
Yes, absolutely. So right now we are heading though into the 7:30 news bulletin, and then up next we're going to be speaking with Neil Macker, senior analyst at Morningstar Research Services, on how Disney's parks and services have been impacted by COVID-19. So that's happening after the 7:30 news bulletin. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.